When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. On September 1st, 1752, the Liberty Bell arrived in Philadelphia. It would not be hung or rung until March 10th, 1753. With the first stroke of the clapper, she cracked. Local foundry workers John Pass and John Stowe melted down and recast the bell to make it less brittle. No one liked the new tone, so they tried again, breaking the bell and recasting a second time to hang the third bell on June 11th, 1753. By November, grumbling continued and an appeal to the original designer, Whitechapel Foundry in England, rendered a replacement. Finicky Philadelphians were no more pleased with the London version than the local boys' 2,080-pound home-cast bell. So they left the Pass and Stowe creation hanging in the State House, now Independence Hall, steeple. The Whitechapel bell was put to work in the cupola on the State House roof and attached to the clock to sound the hours. The Liberty Bell rang to call the assembly together, and it tolled for important occasions, in spite of ongoing complaints from the citizens. Until October of 1777, when the British occupied Philadelphia and all bells, including the Liberty Bell, were removed from the city to avoid having them melted down and used for cannon. It was hidden in the floorboards of the Zion Reformed Church in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and later resurrected and put back to use for special occasions. It strikes me as impressive that a cracked bell with ignoble tone has outlasted the recast and criticisms for 265 years. Though no longer hanging high above the city, she's housed in honor in her own museum. And every July 4th at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, she's put to work again, with descendants of the Declaration signers symbolically tapping the Liberty Bell 13 times. With every makeover, one thing remained the same, her inscription. Proclaim liberty throughout all the land and to all the inhabitants thereof, lifted from Leviticus 25:10. In America, such words still ring true. Here, there is freedom to pursue happiness, to worship as you like, and to express differing opinions liberally. Sometimes those choices and words are music to our ears. Sometimes they set our nerves on edge. But throughout the land, all inhabitants have equal rights, thanks be to God. Though her tone does not ring pure and her side is ragged, the Liberty Bell still reminds us that America is made up of a cast of flawed, brittle, tone-deaf, and cracked people in need of an expert maker. Without God's blessings and mercy, purity nor unity is attainable. But by His grace, crackpots and ignoble sinners who choose to trust in their almighty designer one day will be welcomed to a mansion crafted for each of them. And on that day, heaven's bells will ring loudly, proclaiming that freedom wins again. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate close for today.